Hi and welcome. This is Stephen Farmer, a member of the board of the Society for Shamanic Practice, and I'm very pleased today to introduce a dear friend of mine and shaman, Jade Wa'ud Grigori. Jade and I go back quite a few ways, and I think he has some really, really powerful teachings. And today, I've asked him to come on and talk to us a bit about his perspective on power and energy. So, Jade, I want to welcome you. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, Stephen.
Yeah, and again, we've had discussions about this before, but I certainly think it's fascinating to make that distinction. I use it myself when I talk to people about the differences between power and energy. So, let's start there. What's the difference?
Yeah. Well, firstly, it's a fundamental understanding that once you grasp it and you can begin to perceive the difference between energy, power, and physical matter, then you can begin to apply with more precision and more concisely the natural laws and the attributes of each of those in order to have the most effective response that you're desiring. So there are three states that we work with: physical matter, power, energy. We're all familiar with physical matter. It operates according to its own natural laws, that of gravity. Energy operates according to its own natural laws, and the primary of those are polarity. So in the healing arts, you have acupuncture and shiatsu, polarity therapy, which seek to balance the energetic systems in the body. The nature of energy is that where you have two fields, two charges of energy, the field charge that has the greater intensity will flow to the field charge with a lesser intensity. So greater intensity to lesser intensity, energy. That can be observed in two batteries. One of them is dead, the other is fully charged. You put the poles together, and the fully charged one will drain into the dead one until they're both half charged, and then stasis is reached and energy ceases flowing at that point. So balance has been achieved.
So in the healing arts that you've mentioned, how does that operate, like acupuncture, etc.?
So not an acupuncturist. So if it's wrong, you acupuncturists out there. But you have two organs that are correlated, that are connected by the meridians. And if one of the organs is deficient in charge, its partner will be overcharged. And so through the application of acupuncture needles or working shiatsu points, you open the channels, the meridians between those two, essentially freeing the blockage that's impeding the flow so that the more intensely charged one can flow and replenish the depleted one. And that will occur until they reach stasis, balance, harmony, like that.
Okay.
Good so example. Power, go ahead.
No, just thank you. That's a good example.
Yeah. So power is not energy. So when shamanically we refer to power, we're not referring to energy. Power is a primordial state. It's a first nature before physical matter, before energy. The nature of power is it has its own natural laws that regulate its flow. And they are that where you have two fields of power, the field with a lesser intensity of charge will flow to the field of the greater intensity of charge. That's exactly opposite that of energy. With power, less intense flows to more intensely charged. That can be modified with attention. When I use the word attention, I'm not speaking about concentration, but rather presence. Where we hold presence, attention, there will power flow. When we hold attention in alignment with an intent, a prayer, a manifestation vehicle, whatever we want to call it, when we hold attention, presence, in alignment with intent, power will flow through that path of attention and make manifest that intent. So wherever we hold our attention, our power will flow.
You mentioned this one time, if I can interject, that power flows where attention goes. And I've always remembered that.
Yes, though you also hear people in the energetic healing field say, energy goes where attention, or energy flows where attention goes. They've got it right, but it's not energy, it's power. And again, that's why it's so critical to understand the differentiation between the two. So power is life force charge collected and concentrated. That's the distinction. It's life force charge collected and concentrated. So power flows along the path of attention. So we can then rightfully say that wherever we hold our attention, there's our experience of our power. Since power is life force charge, wherever we hold our attention, there is our experience of our life force. Or simply, wherever we hold our attention, there is our experience of life. Like that. Now, in addition, when we have an intense charge of power in our field, our tissues, our organs, a thread, and we have many such threads, a thread of attention will anchor into that charge. And we will begin to perceive life from the perspective of the qualitative nature of the power contained within that charge. That is, if that charge has a life negative resonance, fear, anger, shame, we're going to perceive life and the world around us from that perspective. If, on the other hand, that charge of power is resonant with confidence, happiness, joy, our thread of attention anchored into it, we're going to perceive our own life and the world around us with those qualitative natures. We're going to experience life in a joyful manner, like that. And then another one of the critical dynamics of power is that water and power have a natural affinity with each other. They draw each other into themselves. I want to share with you in a moment an actual example, something that you and people listening and or watching can do on their own. So if you have any other questions about that before I jump into that.
No, I think we had talked before about that, about, okay, what do we do, especially as, well, again, whether practitioners, shamanic practitioners, or people that have that shamanic path as part of their everyday lives, how to utilize this power with the best of intentions. So yes, please continue about the relationship between power and water.
So, a glass of water on hand here. I'm going to begin placing the palms facing each other, body width apart, elbows not touching the body. Very slowly, incrementally, move the palms towards each other. And as you do so, you begin to notice a sensation, perhaps a tingling. Feel that?
Yeah.
Moving the hands closer still, that tingling intensifies until it feels almost like a pressure between the hands. And as you continue to move the hands, it's almost like you're you're holding a balloon in your hands. And as you apply inward pressure, that balloon kind of rebounds, pushes out against your hands. And as you squeeze even more, that pressure in there takes on the feeling of like two north poles of a magnet bouncing against each other, repelling each other.
Yes, I'm doing that now as you describe this, and I can feel it.
Okay.
Very, very powerful.
Now, go ahead and just release that. Pull your hands apart. What that experience is an experience of your power, of your life force charge. Our physical body is surrounded by our life force field. It has a negative ionic charge to it. And so when we bring those two fields surrounding our hands closer together, because they're both negative ionic charge, they're going to repel each other. Just like two north poles of magnet, they're going to repel each other. And that's that force that you feel repelling, repelling. But as you draw your hands closer together, those fields not only interpenetrate, as they interpenetrate, they begin to collapse into a singular field. And that's what we will apply. Water and power draw each other to them into themselves. So by holding a glass of water between the palms, best not to have the fingers touching each other. You can curl them around the glass to hold it. You're moving immediately into that state where the palms have that field of power between them. And the water absorbs it, collects it. And so the water becomes more and more charged with that life force, with that power. Now, the way that I was taught by my Grandpa Pena, one of the very first things he taught me was to do this as a morning water prayer, where we stand before the morning sun. Because the morning sun will activate the power within that water, sending into a shimmering, scintillating state. And so I'm going to hold that up to the sun and then set our intent or prayer. So, greetings and welcome this day, Sun Father. Earth Mother, thank you for this breath of life. Guide me, direct me, bless me this day in my life with radiant and vibrant health, vigor, vitality, well-being, prosperity, and abundance, loving companionship, and loving kindness. Bless each of my children, my grandchildren, each and every person who is listening to this today, to my friend Stephen, to those who have asked me for help and assistance this day. And now that water charged with that power has absorbed the frequency of that prayer, of that intention. I'll pour a little bit of water upon the earth to give to the earth and all her children the extension of the blessings I've called upon myself. And then I'll drink that water down. That water, carrying that charge of power, resonant with my prayer, my intention, carries that charge of power in through the body, distributes it to the cells as the water is distributed to the cells, vitalizing the cells with that life force charge. And since it is resonating with that particular frequency of my prayers, it acts as a command at a cellular level for me to live, express, and experience life in accordance with the prayers that I've set forth. So I'm actually creating my experience of life by stating my intent of what I desire. And then the final bit of water, I pour upon the earth so it can be distributed to each and every person that I've made a prayer for, because we're all comprised of water, like that. So that is one of the ways that we can apply power in our daily life.
That's beautiful, Jade. Thank you for that. I think it's something that our listeners certainly could partake of in a
I would hope so.
ceremony such as that. That's because I get that it's important to be power filled. Those of us who do any kind of shamanic work, or even going about the day in the world as it is today, is to be power filled, as mm-hmm. well as offering those blessings to others and to our Earth Mother. So I thank you for that. That's a beautiful, simple, but very, very powerful. I don't want to overuse that word, but very powerful ceremony. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And again, kudos to my Grandpa Pena, the old man who's my predecessor and mentor in these ways. I received the caretakership of these ways from him. He apprenticed me for the last 8 years of his life. He died in 1982. He was 104 years of age. When he died, I was 32 years old. I'd begun my apprenticeship with him when I was a young man of 24. And this water blessing was the very first thing he taught me. And I have put it into practice every single morning of my life since, except about half a dozen times when I got up, you know, like I slept all day. I wasn't feeling well.
Down already.
or you know, there were a couple times when I got up and I stumbled and drank coffee. And I, oh, dang, I didn't do my morning water prayers.
Yeah.
But, you know, half a dozen times, you know, in, what's that, in 44 years? Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. I put money on that.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I thank you again. Anything else that you want to say about power, especially not specifically for practitioners, but certainly for any practitioners or anyone that's on the shamanic path? That's the intention of SSP, is Society for Shamanic Practice.
Mm-hmm.
I was told it used to be the Society for Shamanic Practitioners, and then realizing not everybody's a practitioner, that we right. can use these, utilize these things in our day-to-day lives and in our work.
And not every shaman is a practitioner. I know many shamans who nobody knows. They just do their practice because their calling is to perform these particular ceremonies or practices that has nothing to do with other humans.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
This is really the part one of our interview. We've got a part two following mm-hmm. this for those who are interested in hearing more about the utilization of power. And I think it is an important distinction. The more I've thought about it and worked with it, it just makes so much sense. It's also not saying, I guess one thought I had, Jade, was that, well, yeah, just to do an ecstatic dance, you know, full of energy, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's not the point. But it's, okay, do we want this, how did you put it, this containment of power, mm-hmm. concentrated power in there's opportunities to do this. Are there other ways to bring in that power?
Yes. What you just did there, breathing, power breathing is a particular method that's great for building up the dynamic charge. I'm not going to try and go into the whole teaching of that here. Yeah, I'll be offering a 5-day training in Costa Rica in February. Just on that, on building power and how to utilize it ethically and so on and so forth. But simply to say, there are breathing practices available that will intensify the field of power. Now, the important thing with when intensifying the field, we must also have a container sufficient to contain, to hold that charge so that it doesn't have a blowout like a tire with a hole in it. And so it's necessary to like make sure that our boundaries are distinct and sufficient, that we don't have vortices leaking out or cracks or pinholes coming in. So those are all very necessary first steps. And then to build your power. Soul. When we speak of soul, soul is a membrane that contains and holds a charge of power. That's what the soul is. Soul is power, soul force, life force, like that. So the greater capability we have of holding a reservoir of power, the greater capacity we have, the greater the capacity of our power, the greater impact and effectiveness will we have when we set our intention for a healing or for a journey or for visioning, the more effective we'll be at that. So it all is really rooted in power. Energy is power in its disintegrative or dissipative state, whereas physical matter is power in its condensed or congested state. And so we have this dynamo right here in the solar plexus, so that when we're doing power breathing, that dynamo is being filled with power. The more intensely empowered that dynamo is, because less intensely charged fields flow to fields that are more intensely charged, as we've just intensified the charge, the power, the life force of our surrounding environs flows into the solar plexus and amps it up even more. That power, then our natural systems of the body dissipate into energy to feed the meridians and the organs of the body and production of heat in our body. It also will condense even further that power to manifest physical matter, cells, tissues, organs. And so it's how we create this physical form of the body. It's all based in power. Power is central. Energy is power in its disintegrative or dissipative state. Physical matter is power in its condensed or congested state. So it's understanding those things that will really help us to work energy and matter and power more effectively.
Great. I got to say, again, this, you introduced this to me some time ago, and this has been a great reminder of the uses of power and the distinction between energy and matter. An excellent description, and I think something that will be useful to everyone listening to this and or watching it, as the case may be. Before we close, though, I want to mention your website, shamanic.net, and you mentioned you're going to Costa Rica, which I really want to get down there. We'll talk about that later. There you're doing actually two trainings, one in February and then a later one in the year, next year, correct?
Well, actually, the first training will be the end of November and early December, and that will be transmission of knowledge. So transmission of knowledge is literally the passing of a bundle of power resonant with a knowledge from one person into another person. And that is then followed up with teaching of how to utilize, how to act. So transmission of knowledge is the end of November, beginning of December. And then in February, I'll be offering a 5-day training just on the principles of power, the utilization of power, how to build it, how to move it, how to do so ethically, all of that.
Excellent. And if, let's say, more than one person wants to do that, you're looking for whoever shows up.
Whoever has the intention, the will, the desire to show up, yes.
I might also add to your website, shamanic.net, that you've got a, here's one of my favorite words, a plethora. A lot of different offerings that you have. You've got articles, you've got ceremonies. I mean, you've got so much on the website. So I encourage people listening and watching and or watching this to check the website out, because you'll have other things coming up in the future, I'm sure. I think particularly the one article on the most recent death you experienced a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Is quite a telling. And
right, a whole other telling, yes.
A whole other topic.
Death by intent initiated.
At another time. Anyway, this is part one, Jade Waud Gregory. And if you're interested in what you've heard, please tune into part two as well, which will be offered up at another time. So, Jade,
I just want to add one more word about what you'll find on my website.
Please.
You won't find come-ons. That is, I won't start talking about this and about that. Rather, I go in directly and share the nitty gritty, the actuality, just as I've done here with you in regards to power. Whatever it is I'm addressing, I address it directly. It's not a come on towards, so if you want to learn more, you have to. No. It's all there and available. All you have to do is receive it and apply it.
Good. Yeah, you're not selling prayer cloths, otherwise. Blessed. Especially blessed by Jade. No, that's true. I've seen the website, and of course, I've known you for a long time. And it's true. You give so much to the world, you know, in passing along the ways and also particular specific elements of the way. So thank you again. Thanks for being my guest. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, my friend. Thank you so much.
Bueno.